The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on, Michael?
I'm doing well, Doug. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, man. I really, really am. Having a fun summer so far, and you know, doing a lot of good things with the kids and the family, and you know, just really enjoying myself. And you know, fun stuff, man. How about you?
Yeah, good. Everything's all good on my end, and sounds like that's good for you. You know, everything's going good, as well as hopefully everybody else out there is enjoying their summer as we're marching through July, right?
Weather's been really good, you know, yeah. So you're right. I hope everybody's having a fun time and enjoying it as much as we are. And, you know, let everybody know, as a matter of fact, we're recording the show a little earlier in the week because I'm going to take a few days off this week and go down the beach with the family. So, Mike, you know what I really want to spend, you know, a few minutes at the beginning of the show here talking about is really the great workshop that you and I attended last week and some of the information and data that we gathered from there that we think is very important to share with the listeners here.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. You know, it was a workshop that was very, very good, you know, and as the workshop was going on, you and I kept turning to each other and saying, this will be good. This will be good. We got to share it with the listener. So here we are.
Yeah. And, you know, so let's get right into it here and just kick it off with the speaker that we saw that spoke to us about the importance, Mike, of cybersecurity and protecting your data and your information online. And, you know, he really, really hit some great points, didn't he?
He sure did. And, you know, and a lot of things that enlightened us, you know, things that I think everybody kind of has a little bit of a general knowledge, right, of kind of the do's and the don'ts. But when he kind of peeled back the onion, if you will, a little bit more, it was really, really interesting and some things that need to be done and what you shouldn't do and kind of really caught my attention.
You know, I was happy because I was, before the conference, they reached out to me and asked me if I would be a guinea pig, if you will, to their, you know, research to see, you know, how many times I've been breached and all that stuff. And I'm very happy with the results that came out, right? The only thing that they ever found, you know, for us to be breached was one time, I think there was a document sent to me on Dropbox or something like that. But aside from that, you know, we got passing colors, but then the other person that they did in our firm had that came up that they showed that they had been breached many times.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, when you say breach, I mean, I guess that somebody could have had access to the internet.
Yeah.
Not like something happened bad.
Well, no, but they did say that for him that his Social Security and stuff was breached through one of the credit agencies. Equifax, I believe, was the company. You know, so his Social Security number was, you know, was out there, and it was really eye opening, like you said, you know, before.
I think the thing, Doug, is that I really took from it is when you get asked for something, whether it be in a letter form or you know on the computer or something, think three times, if you will, before you go ahead and do it. And as legitimate as it may look, you know, don't share information with people. And if it's whatever the organization is, if it's a, you know, whatever, I mean, you should really call and do your due diligence before you share anything with anybody, because he was just giving us some examples and showing things that you would have thought, oh, this is legitimate, this is real, and it was fake.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that that I did is, you know, he originally came back to me and said, okay, you know, are these two email addresses associated to you? He said to me in an email. I said, no, those are not email addresses that are associated with me in any way. He goes, so he said to me, okay, do you want me to give, you want to give me your email addresses, and, you know, I can do a search in the dark web for you? And I responded back to him, if you didn't find my email addresses in the dark web, I'm not giving them to you because there's no reason to. And his response back to me was, great job. That's the kind of answer that you should give. But one of the things that we can tell people is to be very careful with in emails, Mike, is when there's a link in your email to something, right? A click here, click on this link. Be very careful. And one of the things he showed us is hover your cursor over the top of it first, and then you'll see the web address that it's going to. Because it could say, you know, copy, you know, click on here for whatever, ABC car information. But then when you put your cursor over the top of it, the web address where it's going will show up, and it may have nothing to do with car information, because you can call that link whatever you want. So, you know, very, very important stuff for us to help our listeners with, because people are confused by this stuff.
Sure. And then if we're going to talk a little more about this.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the other one is the IRS calling your home.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he said about how that's just, that's like the biggest one out there, if you will.
Yeah.
And he made a point to really hammer home, IRS does not call you. They do not text you. They do not email you.
Correct.
You know, and he said that also, that somebody had asked, well, can, if you had that number blocked, and he said, doesn't matter, because they just go to different numbers.
They just keep getting new random numbers to call from.
Yeah. So that was pretty interesting. And I know, you know, quite a few people. I know even, you know, one time my mom even said to me, oh, I got a call from the IRS. No, you didn't get a call from the IRS. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I know I've had them to my house.
Yep.
You know, hurry up. If you do not pay this, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
And, you know, all that type of stuff. So that's the most hokey of them all.
You know, basically what he said was, and really makes a lot of sense, if it doesn't pass the sniff test for you, or what he called the BS test, don't, just be certain that it probably doesn't. Just always be cautious. Great, great information, right?
Sure, absolutely.
You know, really, really good stuff that he gave us there. And then, Mike, we had another speaker that came out and spoke to us about, you know, the how really money, health really intersect together with leading to happiness in retirement.
Yeah. He was very, very good. And he had a bunch of what you and I kept deeming as one-liners that really made a lot of sense.
Right.
And, you know, in certain situations. And, you know, just the overall, Doug, like the utilization of your money, how people feel, you know, about their accounts and the utilization of their money and stuff, really resonated with me.
100%. You know, Mike, he made a couple of comments, right, that notes that I jotted down. I got them on my pad right here. And he said, you know, why is it that smart people do dumb things with their money? You know, and it's just because they don't understand, you know, or they make mistakes, or they don't just take a step back. And then he said that because we were in Atlantic City where we saw this presentation, this was a great line. You have to play well and behave well in gambling and investing. So he made a very good point there, and where he was going with this, and then he spoke to us for a while about this, is people's behavior and us as advisors helping people to modify and behave appropriately related to their money. And he, you know, he said, and fix me up if you remember this better than I did how he said it was. He said, why do so many people keep gambling with their money when they're profitable in Atlantic City or casinos? And it's because they haven't hit their loss limit yet, right? Because everybody goes with a, you know, with a mindset, okay, I can afford to lose $200 today, right, down here. And they're up 600, they're not down 200, and because they haven't hit that, they're going to keep gambling until they hit that loss limit.
Yeah, and really, Doug, he got into a lot of the, if you will, the psychology of you know, of money and behavioral and all that. And, you know, you and I have talked about that numerous times on the show for many years about, you know, the psychology of a good market, a bad market. How do you handle it? What do you do with your investments, et cetera, so on. And, you know, he was very, very interesting. And, you know, also a lot of good information he shared with us. I know we'll be sharing with the folks over time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, we got a lot of good stuff that once we get, you know, cleared from compliance and all that stuff to share it, we'll share it with you guys. But here's just two lines that I took from him, Mike, that really kind of resonated with me, because it's what we do on the radio show, I think, each week when we come out here and do it. And one of the things is that we're not here to make you smarter, but we're here to get you to use your smarts. All right. And then the other thing is, and we talk about this all the time, is financial stress adversely impacts your health and your happiness in retirement.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about it, right? I mean, it's just, it is. You're underneath financial stress is one of the biggest burdens you can carry, right? I mean, and, you know, and it just hurts you, not mentally, physically, so many different ways. Happiness, the family, the whole thing, and absolutely 100%, I believe, true.
Yeah, and we've said, if you listen to the show, you've heard us say, you know, over and over, the biggest driver of happiness in retirement is cash flow, which to us relates to, you know, financial stress. Do you have enough money coming through the door every month, or do you not have enough money coming through the door every month? And if you do, you probably don't have the high level of financial stress. And if you don't, you probably do. And you know, when you worry about anything in life, whether it's money or anything else, that period of time when you're worrying on it, it wears on your happiness. It wears on your health. So great, great points, right?
Sure. And, you know, Doug, it's managing the lifestyle, right? Plenty of cash flow coming through the door. You're living your lifestyle. The statements come home. You want them to be up. You want to be making money. There's no doubt about it, right? That's why people invest. But at the end of the day, whether it's up some or down some, if you're enjoying your lifestyle and you have no real day-to-day issues about your cash flow and how you live, it's just another statement in the mail until the next one comes home.
Yeah, 100%. Then we had another presenter, which I enjoyed them all, but I think I enjoyed this one the most out of them all. And it was a fellow who came out and was really talking to us about the fact that the general public doesn't really know what we do for a living. They just hear financial advisor and they think investments. And, you know, giving us ways to convey the message to people that investments are just such a small part of it. And if, you know, if investments are your dominant conversation with your financial advisor, maybe you don't have a financial advisor. Maybe you just have an investment representative.
Yeah, that's a great point. And, you know, Doug, when you say it's true, people hear financial advisor and you said people think of investments, it's a lot of times people think of a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Whatever deems to be in their mind, it's a very broad, right?
Yeah.
Term, you know, financial advisor, word, whatever you want to call it. I mean, I'm sure. But yeah, he was saying in the point of investments, and you're right, Doug, investments are always a part of financial advising, but it's not, you know, the be-all, end-all, if you will. There's so many other things.
It's not even the most important thing.
Right. There's so many other things that are in your financial house, in your financial world, as we try to cover over time, topic by topic, you know. And, you know, Doug, how many times I tell people, oh, we've been on the air for, you know, 20-something years, and they're like, what do you talk about every week? You know, like what, you know, and they think it's just, you know, talking about investments all the time.
Yeah.
And there's so much more to it.
Yeah, it really, really is. And one of the cool things, and one of the takeaways I got from him, is that over the next couple of weeks or so, I want you and I to work together to enhance our checklist of things that we discuss with our clients. Because he personally had a checklist of 199 things that he discusses with, you know, clients. And I think that 199 is an awful lot, but I think we can enhance our checklist a little bit along the way.
Absolutely.
So it was a great, great meeting. Time well spent. We're definitely sharper and smarter. And I think our clients are going to benefit from the time that we invested down there. And, you know, so that's about what I have to say about that. Anything you want to add?
No, just very, very good. We'll be sharing more things as time goes on.
Yeah, and the rest of the show coming up here is going to be great, folks. We're going to talk to you about a workbook that we have that we want to send out to you guys, some things we've been discussing with our, you know, existing clients and other people. Jet, you know, real good stuff. So we're going to hop to a break. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back. Glad that you're investing some of your time here listening to the show. Mike and I come out and we try to educate you and motivate you and teach you about money and some ideas, maybe some strategies that you can use to enhance your situation or maybe accomplish some objectives that you might have. And, you know, folks, Mike and I on, occasion we do dinners and invite people out and, you know, different topics. And one of the topics that we do a dinner on periodically is about retirement income and how to consider approaching it and what you're going to do related to that. And we've got really a great workbook that we share with people who come to the dinners. And, you know, Mike, this workbook doesn't necessarily only apply if you come to see the presentation. This is a workbook that somebody could take and go through at home. So what I want to do today is I want to offer this out, a complimentary copy of this workbook with no obligation, as we're going to take some time and talk about what's in it. And if you'd like one of these, you know, pick up the phone and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Ask us for our retirement income charting a course to help your money last workbook. And let's take some time and talk about this, Mike, and let people know a little bit about the information that's inside of here.
Sure, Doug. And you know what? This is a I just want to say something real quick. This is a nice piece, Doug. It really is. And it's, you know, 19 pages long. But I know we're going to talk about it now. But when we're done talking about it, I think everybody's going to see exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I agree with you. So yeah, let's take a couple minutes and talk about this a little bit. And, you know, Mike, one of the things that I appreciate about this piece and one of the reasons that, you know, we made the commitment to acquire this to give out to our people is that it really starts you off getting you to think about what you want your retirement to look like as opposed to, okay, you know, how much money do I need? Because it really is important to know what your vision is before you figure anything else out.
Sure, Doug. And, you know, it's really it's a building block approach, I think.
It really is a, you know, a building block approach. It's a good way to put it. So, you know, but, you know, Mike, what happens when someone retires, right? There's a couple of things, right? You got a possible change in habits and attitudes about investing and how you spend your money. You can have a change of focus from accumulating assets to withdrawing assets. The importance of generating income to make the most of your money and the need to protect your income and your assets, right?
Sure. You know, Doug, one thing I want to mention about when folks retire, often people too, when they feel like that they don't have a paycheck coming through the door anymore,
yeah,
they tighten up and really don't want to spend. I mean, at all. I mean, they start thinking like everything's out of the means. And this will help you walk through this, not to get that feeling. It's almost like a little stress there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what? Another new light bulb? You know, like, we don't want you doing that, folks.
Yeah, we don't want you doing that. But you know what? You know what the reality is retirement is just permanent unemployment.
Good way of putting it.
Right? We've heard...
Isn't that funny? You never want to be unemployed, but then when you hit a certain age, you can't wait to be permanently unemployed.
Yep.
There's a twister for you.
So that's where, no, to your point, Mike, that's where that mentality of locking down and freezing up comes from people. And we see it most often where it comes to people that haven't taken some time before they actually, you know, retired or became unemployed to sit down and put some sort of strategies, you know, into place. And so we really need what we go through, you know, in the presentation, as well as what goes through in this book here, is a five action items to help you chart your course.
Yep.
So let's take a minute and talk about these five items, Mike, you know, and we'll go slowly and talk about each one.
Sure. First one, Doug, is going to be sizing up your current situation and sources of income.
Right. Okay. So what does that really, really mean to people, right, Mike? You have to say, all right, where am I today? So we got to get a good snapshot of where you are today. Then we have to take some things into account, right? We have to take the length of retirement into account. We've got to take inflation into account, the loss of purchasing power due to inflation into account, and what I think most importantly is your lifestyle.
Yeah, you know, how do you see it? How are you going to live? What, you know, how's this all going to play out? And, you know, those are some of the basics of sizing up. And then, of course, Doug, we cross over to the to do all that. What's my retirement income looking like?
Right. Okay. You know, your methods of getting your hands on, you know, your money, your distribution methods. And Mike, I got to tell you that this is a tricky thing, figuring out your distribution methods for your retirement income, because lots of things can come into place and play when you're thinking about this. And one of the things that, you know, people need to say is, okay, I have money in a retirement account, I have money in a non-retirement account. What's the impact of taking, you know, money out of this account? What's the tax impact of taking money out of that account? You know, what's happening all over the place is something that needs to be considered.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, it's people taking their personal savings and investments. A lot of people just can't visualize how does that extrapolate into me living off it.
Right, right.
Up to this point, it's been very easy. Okay, I got money in my 401k. Okay, I got money in a savings account. I got money in the CD. I got money in the IRA. Whatever. All good. Now, how do I turn that into sustaining income?
Yeah, and what we need to take into account is some other things, Mike, such as your Social Security income. Will you be getting a pension from someplace? And then there's some people who, you know, we joked around at the beginning and we said you're going to become permanently unemployed, but there's some people out there who want to continue to work at some capacity into their quote-unquote retirement years, where they don't have the responsibility of a career and showing up to a full-time job or something of that nature. They have... you know, issues and things that they need to, you know, keep themselves busy.
Doug, I see more and more folks just happy to be out of that full-time job and still wanting to do something and looking to work part-time. but they just don't want the responsibility of what they did for the last 30, 40 years.
Sure, yeah. You know, they want to be busy, but they, like you said, maybe not the degree of responsibility that came along with the, you know, the previous job or, you know, career, whatever they had. And then, Mike, what also this piece goes into, and people need to take into consideration is, you know, estimating how long your savings may last you. That's a concern for that's probably the number one retirement concern. Am I going to ever run out of money?
Yes, people are. Yeah, you hit that nail right on the head, Doug. Absolutely. People are just concerned. Will I run out of money?
Yeah. And this piece, you know, has a good segment where they'll, you know, they'll go through this. We'll go through this with you. And, you know, it really is. It's kind of eye opening, you know, Mike, when you take a time to look at this and say, hey, you know, something. All right. Well, you know, if I got this interest rate, how long would it last? Or that interest rate, how long would it last? And it's, you know, it is eye opening for a lot of people to do it. And I think it just reemphasizes the importance of making sure that you have some sort of retirement income strategy in place. And if you'd like a copy of this book, folks, it's our workbook. It's even got our picture on it. It's called Retirement Income, Charting a Course to Help Your Money Last. We'd love to send this out to you. 855-262-3722 is the number you call and just say, you know, hey, send me out that workbook. And it really is a simple thing for you to take your time and go through. And the beauty of it is that although it's simple, it's effective.
Sure is. And you know, Doug, again, I started this out by saying it's, to me, I almost feel like it's a building block approach. And I think as you go through it, as we are right now, and you get the book, folks, and you go through it, you'll kind of realize, oh, wow, yeah, I am kind of building a little something here in my mind.
Yeah. And then, Mike, you know, one of the other things is that people need to know and understand the distribution rules for different accounts of money. You know, what's the age 59 and a half rule? You know, people have, I'm certain, heard us talk about that. 20% withholding rule, penalty-free early distributions, required minimal distributions. You know, there's all rules here, if you will, to follow, to perhaps take advantage of, to make sure that you avoid. You know, there's avoid going afoul of, if you will. There's all kinds of rules here.
These rules help, Doug, in that one of the biggest questions people ask themselves is, well, what do I use first? Mm-hmm. What do I tap into first for money? You know,
right.
is it this account, that account, this account? And I think these rules kind of put clarity to the different types of accounts you may or may not have. And I think it helps boil down your situation into making an easier decision.
Yeah. And you know something else, Mike, is that we have to remind people is that, and it goes over this in the workbook here, don't forget to name beneficiaries. Too many times, you know, we've seen, you know, oh, no beneficiary on file. Oh, you know, a former spouse, a deceased person, you know, whatever, as beneficiary on file. It's really something you got to make sure you keep up to date on.
Sure. That's a biggie when it comes to your retirement funds. You know, anything that's really a qualified account requires beneficiaries,
mm-hmm.
IRA, 401k, 403b, et cetera, so on. You have beneficiaries, so the older you get, certainly not the time to ignore the beneficiaries.
Yeah, 100%. And then, Mike, what this workbook will work you through is probably the next step is that once you've done those other things, let's develop an investment strategy for you, right? And this will go through with you, you know, different types of investments that you may consider using and, you know, that kind of stuff. But it really, really is, you know, now once you've done the other steps, time to say, okay, what will my investment strategy or my portfolio look like?
Sure.
You know?
It's kind of like, Doug, kind of snapping a couple of final pieces into the puzzle, if you will, right? You kind of know and you say, okay, based upon that, I need this to make this all hopefully come through for me.
Yeah. And then the final thing kind of that we'll go through in this workbook with you is how to prepare for the unexpected, if you will. You know, long-term care, health care costs, something we just talked about, estate conservation, you know, that kind of stuff is all covered here in the piece. But I really believe that one of the huge benefits to this piece is the last two pages that are in here. And the last two pages are a chart to help you figure out what your cash flow is and figure out what your net worth is. These, most people don't know how to do this on their own. These two pages right here really, really are immensely beneficial, if you ask me.
Yeah, and they're eye-openers. And I'll say, you know, figuring out your cash flow is really your whole retirement strategy, right? I mean, I need enough cash coming in to cover my expenses, right? Can I do it? Where am I at now? And then I think the net worth is always a good eye-opener too, Doug, because people don't realize how much they have, you know? And I always say, I always call it an upside surprise there. I think people are always more shocked about their net worth than what they think of themselves as having a lot less than having. I mean, more people think they have a lot less than having a lot more.
You know, what's kind of ironic, Mike, is that in our business, the you know, the amount of tears that we've seen from clients, but by far is the most when somebody passes away.
Yeah.
But second most is we've seen them on a few occasions when we put together the net worth statement for people, because you never take, most people don't take the time to sit down and do this. We've seen more people who have, you know, unknowingly been millionaires, and, you know, the joy of it has really, you know, been fun to see.
Well, the great thing about that, Doug, is a lot of years and a lot of hard work went into that.
Right.
And it's finally reflected on one sheet of paper.
Yeah, really comes down to it. So, folks, we'd love for you to have a copy of this piece. We give it to people who come to, you know, our presentations. We'll also be happy to send it out to you. It's our retirement income, charting a course to help your money last. It really, really does make it easy for you to understand and take you through, you know, multiple steps. Go ahead.
No, I'm still going.
You look like you're going to say something. No. So if you'd like a copy of this, folks, pick up the phone, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone, give a buzz, and you know, be happy to send one of these out to you, our compliments, and you know, get it right out into the mail. So leave your name, your telephone number, and your address, and we'll be able to get one of these right out in the mail. Anything you want to add here, Michael?
I'm all good.
All right, folks, we will be right back.
If you are listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722, 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Glad that you're spending some time here. And it's to the period of the show, Mike, we haven't done in a couple of weeks is, you know, what have you been up to lately? What have you been talking to people about and, you know, that kind of stuff? And, you know, you want to kick it off?
You kick it off so I get my thoughts together.
All right. So, you know, recently, Mike, I sat down with somebody and their child is coming into their senior year of high school in September. And so what we did is we sat down and we reviewed and we went over the college savings accounts that they have and that kind of stuff to get our grips around where we stand. Because, you know, next year and, you know, in the fall, they're going to start to apply for colleges and they wanted to know, you know, with certainty, how much did they have? And, you know, in this case, they wanted to, you know, be very conservative with the funds at this stage of the game, which is probably a, you know, a smart move to do. But I want to encourage everybody out there that, you know, if you have a junior that's finishing up this year or even listen, it's never too early to start this process, right? You know, you know how I feel and you feel the same way. Freshman year, make sure you start, you know, getting your eyeballs on this. But the college savings is something that hopefully is on people's minds right now with the end of school, you know, approaching.
Oh, yeah. You're on deck, you know, and a year goes by quick, Doug. And the thing is, too, is, you know, a lot of paperwork involved with that whole college deal. OK, you know, the FAFSA and the this and the college, if you're eligible for scholarships, you know, so a little bit overwhelming.
Yep.
So you certainly want to have your ducks in a row there, if you will. And certainly want to have the financial grip on it, kind of knowing, because what happens, too, is, and I'm getting into college talk here, but when you apply and you start getting accepted, you start getting offers. You know, you can come here. This we'll give you $20,000 in scholarship. We'll do this. We'll do that. So you also there's economics to, gee, that's a beautiful campus.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah, no, you know, hey, listen, no doubt about it. My my buddy's daughter is heading off to Pace University, and that comes with a you know, pretty hefty price tag, you know, in and of itself, right there. And you know, we were just talking about it the other day, and you know, he's like, and he said, you know, see, thankfully, I'm prepared for it, you know, but you know, I hate to, you know, think about people that aren't.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Doug, you know, it's one that I came across the other day, and I'm just going to throw this out there because it's, you know, what you've been talking about, stuff like that. Talking to a younger person, and they were saying to me about what did I think about their current situation? What do you do with extra money? Should I go ahead and accelerate down the mortgage, or should I save the money?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that kind of is a question of like, well, first off, anytime you're doing something with the extra money, I think it's a good step forward. But they're trying to figure out how do I get my, and I explained to the person, I just walked them through it very quickly. I said, listen, you know, if you make an extra mortgage payment, one a year, if you put down extra money on a mortgage, you're certainly going to shave years off the what do I owe on a 30-year mortgage. There's online, there's so many mortgage calculators that you could probably play around and see what does it take and what does it do. You know, what does an extra $100, you know, on a mortgage payment mean to me? But also we talked about if you took the money and you saved it and you built cash reserves, really you're building cash reserves for other opportunities or other things to happen or for unforeseen things coming up. And you can always take the money and pay down the mortgage the next day if you wanted to. You know what I'm saying? So instead of saying, oh, I'm going to make an extra $500 this month, well, you can put it in the bank. And all of a sudden, if you choose next month, say, I can do it.
Right.
So it just fits into our kind of our mode. I know today we were talking a little bit about savings and retiring debt and doing things. But that's one that I got asked from a younger person. And I just want to share it with everybody because they want to do the right thing, but they weren't sure.
And the right thing's different for everybody, right?
Yeah.
No doubt about it. And, Mike, you know, so I wanted to talk about something that I don't like this question when people ask it to me. And you're going to understand why I don't like it as soon as I say what the question is. And I had a very long conversation with somebody on why they should not ask the following question ever again. How am I doing compared to all the other people my age?
Wow.
There is no answer to that question, folks. All right? Please don't use somebody's opinion or somebody else's strategies or savings or anything as a benchmark for whether you're determining you're successful or your failure, whether you're determining you're going to do something or not do something. Let's get the focus off of other people, because who really cares anyway at the end of the day? We got to make sure that you're focusing on you. And the reason that I say this is because there are some people out there who are probably saving more money than you are. And if I tell you about those people, you may feel badly and not do anything. And then there are some people out there who you are doing more than, and you may start to feel like, okay, I'm all right. I don't have to work hard anymore.
Yeah.
So I want to get that off the table. And I want our listeners out there to please listen to me when I'm telling you this. Don't use that as a question for yourself. Because if your determination of success or failure or happiness or unhappiness related to your money is dependent upon how your peers and colleagues are doing, well, you're under control of nothing then. You have to just wait and see where you fall.
And the interesting thing about money, Doug, is that, you know, we sit down with a lot of people over the years, and there's times, Doug, that I've sat down and basically got to know them, and what do you do, and, you know, basically how much do you make, right? And extraordinary number. And then when we get to the assets of asking about what do they have, what did they save, how much money, and it's like, I want to cringe it so bad, okay? And I'm like, yay, 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 how can you make so much money and, you know, and have so little, you know, at this age? And then there's people that we sit down with and we'll say, you know, what do you do? How much do you make? And it'll be, you know, a lot less or normalized. And then we'll get to the assets and it'll be like, I have this, I have that, I have this, I have that.
Right.
So you know, everybody's different, right? And it doesn't mean because, you know, as they say, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, if you will, you know, that you're guaranteed to have the greatest retirement ever. And it doesn't mean if you do something a lot less, you know, you're guaranteed to have a bad retirement.
Listen,
it's the individual you. That's what I'm driving at.
We've seen plenty of high earning people come through the door with no assets. So, you know, don't measure yourself on that way. Let's do the strategies for you properly. And that is sitting down and saying, what's important to you? Don't worry about your neighbor.
How many times have you and I sat down with a 50, 51, 52-year-old and said, okay, let's forget where we've been. You have a lot of income coming in. Let's right the ship here over the next 15 years.
Sure.
And let's get after it. Let's do this. And let's do the right thing for the next 15 years, and we'll be okay.
It's almost as if people think, Mike, in our business that there is, you know, some sort of, all right, how much should a 55-year-old have? You know, and that just doesn't exist. So, you know, I want you to stop focusing on other people, and let's just focus on, you know, on you.
Right. That's a great point. And that also goes, and I'm not going to get into it, but also goes with investments too. Mm-hmm. People think, oh, this guy does this, or this person does this or that, or how much should I have? In, how many times we get asked, how much should I have in the bank?
Right. Right.
My number is completely different than Doug's number. Doug's
right.
Number's,
you need to have something in the bank, right, as an emergency reserve, right?
Right.
We'll all 3 to 6 months minimum,
right,
of expenses there. But then from that point on, you know, I don't know, is it higher, or, yeah, you know, for you or not? And then, Mike, the other thing that, you know, I spent a lot of time this week going over with one of my clients was her Social Security, when to select it, and just going over all the different, you know, pros and cons of taking it early, taking it on time, delaying it, and really sitting down and going over this in coordination with her overall retirement income strategy. See, that's what we were doing. And that's, to me, that's the appropriate way to consider when to take your Social Security, is how is it going to integrate with your overall retirement income strategy? And there's so many different options out there that I think it really is smart for people to take that approach, not just a blanket approach. All right, I'm 64 years old. I'm going to take my Social Security.
And Doug, I'm going to tell you something. I don't have the stat, but it's way up there of people, the percentage of people that do it the exact opposite way. Here's my Social Security. Here's what I'm entitled to or whatever. and they kind of just like, it's like getting a menu in a restaurant and they just say, whammo, I'll take that one, which should be the exact opposite way. Where does that piece of the, where does that piece fit into my retirement puzzle? Where does it make the most sense?
Yeah.
Not just, well, I'm going to grab any old piece here.
Yeah. And, you know, Mike, one of the interesting things is when you factor in the delayed credits on Social Security, you know, if you have other assets, you know, in some instances it might make sense to delay because that additional money that they're going to give you is lifetime additional money, and cost of living adjustments also work off of that. That's why it's really important that when you do look at your Social Security, you do sit down and figure it in integrated with your entire retirement income strategy.
Yeah, and there's just not one correct answer to Social Security. It just doesn't work that way.
So right.
Let's get that out of our minds.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think, you know, you could pick up the phone and call us and say, what's the correct, you know, there's a canned answer, there's not.
Right.
It's individualized. That's what we're driving at.
Yep. And I have one more thing. Do you have anything you want to?
Go ahead.
All right. So, and then another thing that I spent some time talking with somebody about this week quite extensively was a job changer who, you know, was exploring the options on what to do with the, you know, retirement account from the previous employer, the pros and cons of doing different things with it. You know, they wanted to know, you know, should they, you know, put it into an IRA or, you know, roll it into their own 401k, leave it where it was, and really, you know, spend the time and go through this, you know, with them. We spent an extensive amount of time to do it, and, you know, and I believe they made the right decision for them. But there is a bunch of different options, and I think that they all need to be explored before you make a decision.
Yeah, and you know what, Doug, maybe, in a future broadcast here, I'll come with more details, but I actually have booked an appointment, and the person's main concern was, I need to see you. I have no clue what to do with my 401k.
Right.
So it was, come on in. I got to get to know everything about you.
Yeah.
You know, again, it's not a canned answer.
Yeah. So, you know, a whole bunch of, you know, interesting stuff again, you know, this week that sitting down and talking to people with. And, you know, I got to tell you, I really do love what we do for a living. And I think that we do it a little differently than, you know, many of the other competitors out there, in my opinion, you know, how we approach it with, you know, our clients and the attention and the care that we'll, you know, give them and sit and go through, you know, with them. But, you know, you got to also emphasize to people that, you know, don't forget it's an active partnership. You know, if something changes in your life and you're working with a financial, you know, professional like Mike or myself or anybody else, you got to let them know what's going on too. You know, you got to work together on these things.
Absolutely, Doug. And, you know, if you listen to the show week in, week out, you can see everything that Doug just said,
mm-hmm.
how we work, how we think, how we conduct our practice. It's a style that, quite frankly, I don't see many other people out there doing.
Yeah, no. So, all right, we're going to hop to a break, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different, but one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back to the last segment of the show here, and hope that you are enjoying the show, and I hope that you feel as though you're getting good value from it and good information, because that is what we come out to do, you know, each week. And to let you guys know, some of you may be listening to the show for the first time, is this program's been on the air for approximately 23 years, and that's a long time. And, you know, we feel as though there's a reason for it. And, you know, we think that we are, you know, one of the premier, in my opinion, one of the premier financial talk shows on the air, because, you know, we come out here and we talk to you about strategies and ideas and nothing to do with products, because we firmly believe at our organization that products are simply the tools to accomplish the goals. And, you know, the appropriate way to go about it is to set up the strategies, think about the different areas. And one of the things that I want to just take a minute here and talk to people about, Mike, is I think that people need to understand that you can do your financial strategies in a modular approach, if you will. I've heard people say in the past that the whole idea of doing an overall financial strategy for themselves is an overwhelming and daunting thought to them. And that's why at Wealth Management Group, we like to let you know that we'll work on these things in a modular basis with you. All right? Yeah, you want to just work on your retirement income right now? Fine. That's what work on. You want to work on your college saving right now? Fine. Saving for real estate? Fine. Estate inheritance planning? Fine. We can do it, and actually in many instances prefer to do it modularly.
Yeah, because Doug, there's a reason to that, and the reason is that when you sit down with somebody, not everything is wrong and not everything needs to be fixed or broken. So if you're going to look at it through a modular approach, there's things that are, quite frankly, are okay. So if it's, you know, like you said, retirement income that needs to be done, great. You know, if it's college planning, whatever. You know, so it doesn't need to be overwhelming, mass change, you know, what am I doing here? This is overwhelming. You know, I don't need all that. It's, you know, let's address it one need at a time, if you will.
Well, I think human nature is to prefer to do things one thing at a time. And I always say, do the first thing first.
Yeah.
Right? That's, yeah. What am I saying? I say to my kids all the time, they're like, oh, well, I got to do this, this, and this. And I'm like, all right, we'll do the first thing first.
Yeah.
You know, in other words, do the most important thing first, and then move down the line from there. And I think that it's, you know, it's important to understand that. And at Wealth Management Group, we emphasize that. And we, you know, that's where we come from when we work with you.
Sure, sure. Doug, we've met people that have come in and they've been like a little bit like they came in, they acknowledged they needed the help, they wanted our help, but like felt like they had to be protective right out of the gate. Like, well, I only want to address this or do this.
Right.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Well, that's good, because yeah, I only wanted to do one at a time too.
Right. They feel like they almost have to justify the stance, and it's like, no, we're good. We got you, you know, and, you know, it's like remodeling your home, right, Doug? You're probably painting one room at a time, right? Going to paint the bedroom. It's done. You move on to the bathroom. You don't have, you know, you don't paint a quarter of a wall all over the place.
You're exactly right. And, you know, we've designed our organization to make it as easy for people to work with us as, you know, as possible. If we meet with you and we mutually agree that you would be a good client for us and we would be a good professional to help you, because there's instances when we don't, it's not a match, and that's fine. That's cool. It doesn't make you bad. It doesn't make us bad. It's just not a match. Or our skill sets don't match what you're looking to accomplish. Wouldn't be the first time. It won't be the last time. I'm certain of it. Okay. But if we do determine, you know, that we can help you and we start to work together, then, you know, it really is what I like to call, Mike, a virtuous cycle. where we do one thing, then we'll do the next thing, then we'll do the next thing, then we'll do the next thing, then we'll come back and we'll check up and we'll say, you know, the first thing we did, is it still good? Is the second thing still good? And what a virtuous cycle does is it builds upon itself step by step, improving as we go.
Yeah, and I think it's also important too, Doug, to realize people say sometimes they come in, they feel like they have a problem, they need something done, they want something worked on. But we're also there to monitor it for you going forward in the future.
Yeah.
Okay? People worry about that. Well, okay, I came in, you told me what to do, but how am I going to know 2 years, 3 years, 5 years from now, does this make sense?
And the other thing that I think that people need to really understand is that we'll also help you as best we can to do the implementation. You know, we've got, you know, of any strategies that we recommend to you, because some people will be like, okay, now how do I do this? And like, well, the good news is that, you know, we've got, you know, professionals here at our office to do the implementation for you.
A lot of times, Doug, people say, what about this paperwork? Can you help me? No problem. When you get the paperwork, do me a favor, you know, call me. We'll help you fill it out. We'll take, you know, I'll walk you through it even by the phone. You know what I'm saying? What to do. We get it done.
Yeah. You know, and in the beginning of the show here today, we spoke about a great workbook that we have that we would like to supply you with. It's called Retirement Income, Charting a Course to Help Your Money Last. This is a workbook that we give out to people who would attend one of our presentations, and we like to send it to you as well in case you can't make it to a presentation. And you can pick the phone up and give a call, 855-262-3722. But what I want to really emphasize to you guys today is that Michael and I offer complimentary consultations with no obligation, no strings attached, to people who listen to our radio show. And we want to emphasize this to you, to pick the telephone up and take advantage of that opportunity to sit down with us. There's no downside. You don't have anything to lose. And like I said, worst case scenario is we have a conversation together and maybe we're not a match, but maybe we are. And maybe we can bring some real value to your table for you.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, and that's a great point, because a lot of times people feel that, you know, oh, you guys must not be accessible or, you know, whatever. And I just want to make a point of we are. We're here for everybody. You know what I'm saying? If you feel the need that you need to talk to us, please, please do so. And the other thing I want to point out to you, Doug, is that you're going to talk to either me or Doug.
Right.
A lot of times people think, well, I'll never see Mike or Doug.
Yeah. No. You definitely. That's important, too. You know, you don't just you'll work with really the both of us,
right,
at the end of the day, but you'll have one of the two of us will be the point person, but you really work with both of us.
Sure.
You know, so anything else you want to add, Mike?
No, I think it was a good show, and just, you know, everybody have a good week out there, and
happy Father's Day again.
Enjoy Father's Day, absolutely.
Yep. So again, folks, if you like the complimentary consultation with no obligation, you pick the phone up, 855-262-3722, or to get the workbook we were talking about. So that's going to wrap it up. Until next week, be fiscally smart.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right. A no-cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.